freak everybody out. I can't even think. I can't believe you've even brought it in.
Okay. You sure? Okay, fine.
You trying to see what he's got?
I had to test this morning.
Do you know what he's got?
No. 5:30.
Looks like an electric helmet.
Trust me, you don't want to know what it is. You don't want to see it. You don't want him to start.
You're fine as long as you don't lie. If you're an honest person, you're fine.
Oh, is that what?
It's a lie detector.
I thought it was a shock thing.
It is. And if you lie, you get shocked.
Do you know all the shock games we have? We get electric shock. How does it work?
Yeah.
Put your hand on top.
Yeah.
Strap your hand down so you can't lift it.
Yeah.
And then you'll say a statement, whether it's true or not, and then you press the button.
Yeah, but that won't know.
That's rubbish.
Wow. So it just does it. It just zaps.
Why don't you lie and find out?
Well, why don't I tell the truth and not find out?
We did earlier. Dom told the truth and he was fine.
Yeah, I haven't been zapped yet.
Really?
No. I don't think it works, actually. I was kind of...
Well, who wants to test it with a lie?
Dom was really good, actually. Dom should do it.
Well, no, because I've done it now. So someone else should do it. Carrie, what about you?
No, I don't like it.
You love these little games.
No, I really don't.
No, you're right, actually. Let me take it out. Let's not do this.
Is it meant to come apart, though?
No, it's not. No. Don't break it.
All right, well, look, let's...
Just turn it on the side there.
Okay.
To low. There's low and high.
Yeah.
What, as in level of shock?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay.
No, sorry, just a joke.
It does look like a cycling helmet, doesn't it?
So I do that.
And then start analyzer there.
I tell you what, that's a weird hand, isn't it?
Hmm.
It's very comfortable.
You've got it on the wrong hand, that's why. Your thumb goes on...
That's
it's like putting the wrong shoe on.
I'm thinking
that's why the finger bits didn't fit your
Someone's
fingers.
Got a massive little finger.
yeah.
That looks much more comfortable.
You guys are so funny. Okay, so
left, right.
Ready? Oh yeah, I've got. No.
Come on.
But then how does it ask you a question?
You got to say the same question. So let's say.
Yeah, but how does it know? No, I'm not doing it.
Why?
Well, how does it know?
Well, I don't know.
You're trying to say if this machine here could work out whether I'm telling the truth or not, there'd be no crime in the world. Mm.
Maybe you sweat a little more when you make a lie or
sweating
something.
Now, I don't want to get electrocuted.
It's all in your pulse rate, isn't it, I think?
You do it.
Listen,
if you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, all right, fine. You go first.
No, you go first.
All right, Connor.
And I'm your boss.
Can I say the truth?
What?
Can I say the truth?
Yeah.
Not a lie.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, no. Okay. Well, all right.
I don't want to get shot.
Dave, make sure you switched on properly and all that.
It's on.
If it goes on pulse rate, surely when you're nervous, you're going to start, and that'll just buzz you. Because even if you're telling the truth.
Ready?
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So what do you do? When do you press start?
I'll say my truth and then I press start.
Well, how does that work?
No. Huh? Have you turned it on?
No wonder no one's getting electrocuted.
Isn't the idea that we ask you questions?
Watch this.
It's not that complicated, surely.
Right, I'll press start.
Yeah?
Now, I will ask you a question.
I don't know.
I will say, Allard.
Yeah?
Do you find me attractive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Blimey.
I didn't get shocked. That's fine, then.
Okay, all right, okay. Let's do it again, then.
What music from Jaws.
What's it doing?
It's not going to bite you, is it?
Are you still alive?
Do you want me to say a lie and see if it happens?
Okay. What if you just put it on?
High.
Have you just put it on high or have you switched the shock off? All right.
That was the truth.
By the way, I just said the shock off.
Yes,
I
didn't. That's, no.
All right. So, I don't know when to press the start. Press reset.
All right, I'll say truth.
Okay. Now, Allard. Are you from Scotland?
Yes, I am. I am Scottish.
So that's a lie.
It doesn't work, does it? Because you're not. You're
Welsh. I've got to say, as things to bring into the show to enhance this program today, an empty box of cornflakes might have been better.
Okay. Take it out.
A Scotland Yard using the same device.
Here we go. I'll do it. Ask me a question.
Okay. Christopher Moyles.
Yeah.
Are you...
I don't want to do it.
do it. You just said it doesn't work.
Come on.
I don't think it does work.
I'll do this.
No.
Come on, Chris. Right, reset. There you go. We're ready.
Yeah, I don't...
Put your hand on.
No, hang on. Let me. Right. Okay.
Fine.
All right, my hand is on.
Ready?
Yeah, well.
Have you.
What?
Slept with Sarah Cox?
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, quick.
No.
Have you really?
No, as the heck.
Oh, balls. Right, okay, there you go. Yes, obviously it doesn't work. There's a problem with it. Take it back to the shop. Don't look, why are you looking at me like that?
Have you?
What?
Have you?
You look uncomfortable and slightly sweaty.
So did she.
She was very comfortable, thank you.
Get off me.
Just shut up.
Get off me.
What's more romantic than that? Every last second there of One Night Only, just 49. The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio. 8:49. Have you worked out how the,
Yeah.
How it works?
Yeah, I do now.
What were you doing wrong before?
It does want to test you. So what you're supposed to do is say a truth.
Yeah.
And then it'll see how your hand reacts when you're saying a truth.
Right.
So when we were thinking it was going to shock us, right, it was actually testing us.
Wow. Have you fixed it?
Yeah, but it's a bit more involved.
What do you mean?
Well, you just put your hand there.
Yeah. Well, let's do it now. As you're telling us, let's do it.
Okay.
So if you just switched on, by the way, Alad has a lie detector shock game thing.
Do you know what? I should have done this off air, actually. I just realised.
Why?
Because it just... you got to set
just
it.
Just do it. Stop whinging, man. Just
first, place your hand into the shocking lie machine.
Right. So you put your hand over...
Yeah.
What looks like a bicycling helmet.
Make sure you're in contact. Right. Strap your hand in place. Done. Press the reset button. Done.
Done.
Do it again. Okay. Then keeping your hand stationary, press the analyzer button.
Right, okay.
Okay, so then... you do it. Yeah. That's fine. The unit will take a reading of your vital statistics for comparison when you are questioned. The lie level LEDs will activate subsequently, and you will hear the product emit a reading complete zone.
Okay.
There you go.
Reading complete.
Right. There we go. Right, so now you've got to ask me three questions. I must say the truth to all three.
Okay.
It will then know. So what you do is you ask your question, then I press start.
Okay.
So question number one.
Right.
And I have to say truth.
Okay, so I'll ask the question. Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you called Alad Hayden Jones?
Yes, I am. My name is Alad Hayden Jones.
Now, do I ask you another one?
And then let it stop.
Oh.
Why is there Jaws in the background?
Okay, it's happy.
Oh, okay, so that's happy. It went ting.
And then we want three, so two more.
Okay, were you born in Wales?
Yes, I was born in Aberystwyth in Wales.
All right, lovely.
Do not swear.
Now, did that really work? Did it really work? Did it?
I was only setting it out.
Yeah, but hang on. I thought the whole point was because those
Me
were
too.
Those were truths.
You liar!
I said the truth.
Where were you born?
Oh, I'm actually Scottish. There
wow.
You go. Fine. It's good.
Well, no, it's not. It's quite the opposite, Alad, because before, when you told a lie, it didn't do anything, and then when you've told the truth, it shocks you.
Well, because we didn't get it right last time, did we?
Well, no, but it's not recognised it this time.
Who cares? He got shocked. It's funny.
That's not funny. I don't like that game.
You know what? Seriously, I don't know who jumped more, you or me. That's so pathetic, isn't it?
Anyway, there you go.
What's the shock like?
It's mild.
It's enough, though.
It's just a surprise.
Is it enough?
That's on low. Can you imagine that was on high?
Well, let's find out. Let's put it on high. No. Come on.
You'll go.
No, I don't want to do it.
I've set it up for you now.
It's funny with you because you react better.
Yeah.
Carrie!
No, you react
Carrie
better.
Carrie screams.
Hang on a second.
She's
good. Ow. Mm. 20 quid if you do it on high.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? All right. £20, easy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, okay, so put your hand in. Okay.
Do not swear.
And then but then pit reset. And then I ask you a question, then it analyzes whether you're telling, you have to tell the truth thing.
Oh, I have to now press analyze.
Right, so press analyze. Okay, so this is now analysing you.
What? Yeah, that's an analyse.
Yeah, yeah, so this is analysing you. And it'll go ping.
After it's
I don't know how that works, though.
Sounds like a microwave, doesn't it?
I don't think.
Right.
I don't think this isn't accurate.
No, I don't.
I feel that there should be, like, a sandwich board outside saying, feeling stressed, come and have a lie test.
If you know that's right. Horrible.
All right, so now I'm going to ask you a question, then I'll hit the start button, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. So I don't ask him anything here, because it doesn't really make any difference. All right, the question is, have you ever slept with a woman?
No, I have not ever slept with a woman, and it's on high. Okay. I have, seriously, I'm not telling a lie here. Please let me go.
You've never slept with a woman?
Don't shock me. Oh, my God.
Alan, the thing is, but from my very vague understanding of how lie detector tests
are, you really are gay?
Apparently so.
Surely, does it not tend to measure when you're nervous? Now, if you're dancing around the machine going, don't shock me, don't shock me, is that not going to give it a false reading?
You're right. We need somebody much calmer.
Whoa. That was question number one. Go back.
Yeah, take your helmet back.
Okay, put your hand in.
Is it just me that's doing this today?
Come on, come on. Right, here we go. Question number two.
This is the last one.
Question number two. Have you showered in the past 48 hours?
Yes. Yes, I have showered in the last 48 hours. Look at us this morning.
Well, let's find out.
Yes, I have. Thank goodness.
Okay, all right. There's a good chance he might not have done.
Well, yeah, certainly not this morning.
Okay,
last one.
Do you answer and then I hit the button, or do I hit the button?
Press the, and then I answer after you press
that. Okay, question number three. What happened in Portugal that you and I know about, right?
Don't do this.
Okay.
Don't ask me this.
All right. Are you, did you tell me the full story of what happened in Portugal? Now, the question is...
Oh, come on!
The question is... When you told me everything that happened in Portugal, were you telling me the truth?
Oh, that's easy. Yes, I was telling you the truth. I told you everything that happened that day.
Okay.
I haven't said it on air, though, but I've told you.
Oh.
Right,
let's do another one.
20 quid, thank you very much.
Well, I'll give you double quits.
No, that's fine.
It's £40.
That's fine. Seriously.
Okay.
I broke it out of sweat.
Wow.
Actually wet.
Pardon? Oh, dude. Sorry. I'm quite excited myself, but let's not go there. All right, well then,
Carrie in the.
Okay, so so you are a gay man, but you're not a Welsh man.
I didn't get that.
Well, I don't get it either.
Apparently, you're only supposed to answer yes or no, and I think that if you ramble, then it can give.
You, Mr. Expert, and
well, no, I'm just saying.
You do it then.
No, I'm just saying what's written on here.
This is as accurate as the Jeremy Kyle lie detector test.
Which they do actually say is about 96 or 97% accurate.
They say it might not be. It's not 100% accurate.
There is margin for error.
It doesn't say that.
You want to do it again, don't you?
So,
You alright?
Yeah.
Right.
A bit hot in here now, actually.
Who next? Dominic?
I'd like to see if Dave is as cool as he thinks he is.
Would you do it, Dave?
Come on, Dave.
Would I?
There's a 20...
I would if you want me to.
Okay, let's do it now.
And we're just about out of time, though, aren't we?
Well, you're going to have to do it now, or you can do it in...
Do you know what? During...
5 minutes,
during Tedious, we'll do the setup.
Okay.
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 Yeah, if you want.
On low or high?
On low.
Right. I like how Dave does that man thing of, shit, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, fine.
On low or high? Low. just because, you know, I've equipment to operate.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of electric shocks.
Do you know what? Somebody just said, yeah, technically, weren't those the three setting up questions?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you haven't actually then been asked a question?
But it went ping, as in,
they're the setting up questions.
Well, why did I get shocked in the first one, then?
Because we did it wrong.
Why?
Because you answered the question, then we pressed analyse, where we should... I can't believe I'm having this conversation. It's a toy, for God's sake. I'm treating it like we've got some prime suspect in the interrogation room.
It's for ages three and upwards.
Bauer.
Yeah, it's hardly CTU, is it? This guy's about to blow up the whole of LA. Now put your hand in here.
Press analyze.
Exactly. All right, okay. We're working it. See, I don't need to do it because the shock of someone getting shot shocks me.
There you go, then. Let's put it away.
Right, let's do Tedious Thing Day. Fatty gets in today's record from yesterday's Erasure. A little respect.
Erasure sounds a bit like a razor, which is what the Americans call a rubber. Rubber rhymes with blubber, which is what you'd find on cold water aquatic mammals like seals and whales. Seals and whales are sadly hunted by bad people who like to use their skin to make hats. Hats are what you should normally take off before entering church. Church, first name Charlotte, is from the other sort of whales, as are Rhys Ifans and Duffy. Duffy, first name Patrick, is the actor who played Bobby Ewing in Dallas, and the man from Atlantis who was all about a man who had amphibious qualities. One of the most popular amphibians in the animal kingdom is the frog, the legs of which are eaten commonly by the French. French first name Jennifer is a comedy actress who's married to Aid Edmondson, who was in The Young Ones with Nigel Planer and Rick Mail. Mail normally involves the use of envelopes, which are also used to hide the winners' names at big award ceremonies like, say, tonight's Brit Awards. And tonight's Brit Awards are bound to be their usual raucous self, where hopeful nominees will get plastered as they await their category and ultimately their prize-winning destiny, which links us cleverly to Destiny by 07.
Wow.
Wow.
I had no idea where that was going. All right, nice record. Here we go. Zero 07, Destiny. Oh! What? To the Tedious Thing. What are you doing?
What do you want me to do?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll set up in a bit. It's 4-5.
Do it on Dominic, anyway.
07 Destinies, today's Tedious Link. But, Dave, the question is, was it a seamless link?
Not entirely, because of one massive oversight by me referring to Jennifer French.
Jennifer French?
Who presumably is the comedy partner of Dawn Saunders.
Right.
Which is the wrong way around.
Yeah, it should, of course, be Dawn Jennifer.
It should be Jennifer Saunders is the other half of Nigel Planer. By that, it was bang on.
Also, Jennifer Saunders is the other half of Nigel Planer?
No. Jennifer Saunders is the other half of Aid Edmondson, who was in The Young Ones with Nigel Planer.
Oh, see, now you should be on the truth machine.
Also, it's Rhys Ifans, not Ifans.
Ifans.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, even though it's spelled...
In Welsh, one F is a V.
Yeah, but we're not in Wales.
But it's a Welsh name.
Would you say Kim Basinger or Kim Basinger?
Basinger.
Would you say Demi Moore or Demi Moore?
Demi.
I think she's got that wrong. I think it's Demi.
Well, she can't have it wrong as her name.
Yeah, well, the Americans do that, though, because they say pastor, don't they, and Rihanna.
Yeah, and
they're wrong.
Oregano.
Yeah, and aluminum. They're wrong.
Oregano.
And they say Caribbean instead of Caribbean.
Yeah. And wrong.
And Barbados instead of Barbados.
Wrong.
And Peterborough. It's Peterborough.
And Glasgow.
Mm. Yeah. It's mispronunciation on a massive scale.
And Lugabugger. Lugabaruga.
Yeah.
As opposed to
instead of Scarborough.
Scarborough.
And, no idea. Right, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Finished.
Apologise.
Dominic, don't... What?
Oh, do you see that?
I'm sorry, Dom.
Dominic just tried to tickle Dave, so Dave kicked him.
I think you've shattered a bone in my wrist.
I haven't.
That looked quite violent.
Did, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't condone that.
Hey, you big ninny.
Are you right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sure?
Yeah.
Flick Play-Doh at me, child.
Do you know what? If you want, I think it's only fair that Dave should be punished.
Mm-hmm.
And we should set up the lie detector test on him.
I think so, too.
Okay, so how do we do it?
We have Nurse Rachel, who's just arrived, by the way.
Morning.
Good morning!
Sorry I'm late. Transport issues again.
Yeah.
Someone kept leaning on the train door.
And oh.
Getting very annoyed.
He should know better, the driver, shouldn't he?
I know.
I wouldn't know.
So I haven't heard the whole deal.
Just this
with the
public transport that you speak of again.
In all seriousness, when was the last time you used public transport?
What's the big deal?
No big deal. Just a question.
Well, when you say public transport,
I mean either
a train. I took a train the other day.
Okay, let's say
I got a taxi.
You've lived in London for how long? 10 years plus?
11 years. 12 years.
When's the last time you used a tube on London Underground?
The last time I used the tube on the London Underground was...
I don't like this.
What?
Stop!
What?
You just took your hand off!
No, I never.
You just did! You went like that!
It slipped.
That's setting it right. Up as well. You weren't going to get shocked.
Don't forget to press reset.
So what's it doing now?
It's testing you.
The last time... Well, were they setting up? The last time I got the tube was... When were we doing them?
It was at Oasis concert at Finsbury Park, and you got the tube with me, and you said that it was strange being on an underground train.
So what's that, 99, 2000?
No.
It was about 2000.
No, because we got the tube for those meetings at Television Centre.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what?
2001. Oh, you're right.
It's more recent than that. You went to a Leeds match. I remember it was when you were on the... Don't know why I remember that.
No, that was
you
a train.
You were talking about being on a tube, and I'm sure you were with...
Do you know what? Hang on. I got... No. I got a tube from Wembley.
Yeah. After a Leeds match or something.
I don't think it would have been.
No, you were...
Shut up, Alan. it was Wembley, and I got the tube back because I remember being scared because people.
Remember the story.
When was the last time Leeds were at Wembley?
No, it wasn't. It was after the 72
1973.
There's a guy pedalling on the tube to keep it going. It was after some gig or some event. It doesn't matter. Well,
anyway,
the answer is recently. Yes,
let's say 5 years ago.
I thought you got the tube back after we watched the cricket at the Oval in the Ashes.
Yes, I did.
And that's, what, 2005?
That's right.
You did.
I take it back.
But you're complaining about having to sign autographs for people.
Well, I wasn't complaining, you know. I never complain.
I take it all back.
It's ready.
Right, okay, so have you analysed him?
He's done the one analyse. Now, this should technically be the three set-up questions.
Okay.
But as I proved, you can still get shocked.
Okay, all right, so, Dave, we're going to then, we're going to zap you.
Be honest.
Okay, Dave.
Hi.
So you press the button after I answer the question, after I ask the question, so for his answer, okay.
Yes.
I'm sick.
Question number one.
Yeah.
Tell the truth, Dave.
Yeah.
Are you nervous about getting shocked?
Yes.
He took your hand off!
No one ever!
Put your fingers back!
They're on there!
You were such a cheat!
I didn't, my hands...
You just went like that! Did it get you?
Yeah! That's horrible.
It serves you right for taking your hand off.
Hang on. Why did it? I didn't tell any lies. I said I was nervous. I didn't say anything more.
Because you took your hand off it.
Zap me.
You cheated.
Right, next. Dominic.
No. Three questions. Put it back. That was question one.
Right. Oh, straight back
man.
At you.
Okay. You ready?
I shouldn't be doing
Let
this.
Let me strap you in.
Can we take this to the Brits tonight?
Right. Yeah, put it in. Now, Dave, see how my hand's like that?
Yeah.
If you do that, that doesn't count, so you've got to keep it on at all times.
I'm aware.
Question number two. Have you ever tongue-kissed another man?
No.
You got away with that one.
Oh, this is nerve-wracking. Oh, seriously. I'm losing pounds in sweat.
Okay, let me try and think of a really evil question, Dom. Like a really evil
Some Everton-based question.
I'm really nervous.
Okay, final question. Your very good friend, Chappers, that you work with, and you do... you are involved in the double act.
Yeah.
Chappers and Dave.
Yes.
You go and do a lot of gigs together. You do radio work together. Mm-hmm. You've done events together.
Yes.
Chappers and Dave.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that you are more talented than Chappers?
No.
Oh. You did move.
No, one ever.
You did it again.
I haven't. No, I didn't.
You moved your fingers.
I didn't. It didn't.
All right, let's do another one then. Okay. Do you think, Alad, go ahead and press the start button. Alad.
I'm ready, ready, ready.
Do you think you are more popular than Chappers? Press start.
No.
See, this would be a lie. But yeah, this is definitely a lie. Watch his fingers. Put your fingers down.
They're on there.
Never.
Wow.
There you go. I speak the truth.
One more. So you're getting confident now?
No,
I can
no.
See your shoulders are starting to go down.
No, I genuinely don't like it at all. Next, Carrie okay. or Dominic?
Right, Dave. Do you think?
No, I didn't mean to ask a question.
One more,
I mean,
one
you.
More.
No, one more question. Do you think last night's performance by Liverpool was the mark of a team who have really turned the corner and put on some incredible football? And that's right, Liverpool were the best team in Liverpool.
Now, I have to pull my hand out.
No!
No, because I didn't see the game in its entirety.
That's your arm going off.
Oh, well. I didn't see the game in its entirety, so it'd be wrong of me to comment. Mm.
Yes,
put your hand on it now.
Well, no, it shot me, won't it? It's like an electric helmet.
Put it on.
No.
Force Dominic's hand on it and he'll get shot.
I'm not putting my hand on it.
Do you know what? I don't think that's machine, that's the fire alarm, everybody. We need to get out. Only joking.
There you go, I'll pass them.
Switch it off.
I can't.
What are you doing?
Ooh. Stop. Gone.
Dom, do you want to have a go?
Nope. What?
What do you do?
You need to set it up, don't forget.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Come on, this is good.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so set it up, press reset. All right, it will now analyse your
hands. Put it on high. Don't put it on high.
Okay.
Okay.
So this won't shock you, this just analyses your hand.
It's nerve-wracking,
right,
isn't it?
I'll be honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, hand over so you.
10.
Are you really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't like this stuff.
Well, this won't do anything. This,
Ooh, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, let's really go for it. Okay, question number one. Before you married your wife...
Yes.
Had you slept with more than 10 other people?
No.
Since?
Close
that's fine.
To a lie, though.
Right, okay.
That's not close to a lie.
Okay.
It was the truth.
Question number two. Do you think that you are more popular than Carrie?
Come on.
Don't know.
What?
No, not more popular. As popular.
Ooh.
You like that one?
You were one away from getting shocked there.
How can you tell?
Because the more lights there are, the higher the lie.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. The further away from the truth you were.
This makes you hyperventilate.
Mm.
Question number three. Shall I really...
Yeah, really good.
Because here's what I'm thinking. The electric shock thing's not kicking in, so I just want to embarrass him with awkward questions.
Right.
Okay. Question number three, Dominic Byrne. As a happily married man for
yes.
over 5 years?
6 years in March.
Okay.
6 years next month.
Have you ever, in your own head, imagined either my girlfriend or Dave's girlfriend naked?
No. I generally haven't. Not that they're not beautiful women. The answer is no.
No!
Yay!
No. Let's do another one. Let's do another one. Have you ever worn your wife's underwear?
No. No.
Even I've worn your wife's underwear.
Yeah, sure, everyone has. It doesn't do it for me.
Oh,
okay,
there you go.
Final question.
Okay.
Final question. Look at me in the eye. If you could get away with it, and nobody would ever find out,
yeah,
and I mean it, nobody would ever find out, there would not be a chance, it would just not happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get away with it, behind your wife's back, would you sleep with Uma Thurman?
I knew you were going to say Uma Thurman. I'd like to think not.
Ah!
Did I say word or not?
Oh, no, you
didn't. No, you're clean.
I have farted, though, I do apologise.
What? When you got...
sorry, that's great.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. When you... Dominic, when you just got shot, yeah. You say you farted.
I let one go. I do apologise.
I don't think that's the machine.
It involves involuntary trumps.
Oh, that's offended. Oh, that's offended me.
How was it? Was it really hard?
That's horrible.
Because that was high.
Yeah. Okay, do you know what? Seriously, it's only fair. Everybody come up with a question. So that's Dominic, Dave, Alad, Carrie, Rachel, and I'll do it.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Actually, don't include Rachel. She'd turn up late. That's what I'm saying.
If you're a fan of Bebo, listen to the next seg.
What's a seg?
Everyone's
what's
a going seg? All right.
Dude, oh, what's a Bebo?
Doesn't matter. So many infos there.
I feel your pain, man.
I do apologise for that. With cutting the cheese there. Do you know what? That is not a pleasant...
Would you sleep with Uma Thurman?
I'd like to think not. Ah!
Should we take that to the Brits tonight? And if anyone's dull...
Yeah, I'm sure Kylie'd be well up for that.
But if anyone's a dull interview, then we can just strap them up to them.
Oh, yeah, of course. We've got some Paul McCartney. Yeah, yeah, not a problem. I don't mind. I'm only playing guitar later in front of millions of people. Do you regret marrying Heather Mills McCartney? Dum 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 dum. How do you like that? Oh. Right, let's get out of this then.
Alan! The seven songs shuffle and the latest entertainment news is next with Joe Wiley at 10. Edith's here with James King and movie news at 1. Then she's jumping on a taxi bike and going to the Brits for the Scott Mills show where she'll be on the red carpet from 7.
Why are you talking like a robot?
Because you were PFLing and I was listening to the same thing as you were. Industry again, wasn't it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't believe I was PFLing.
It's the old seg there.
Yeah, this is a seg, is it, that you're PFLing for?
I was PFLing the start of track one just before we head into the seg, which will start now. I look around me. Niles Barkley and Run, new song. I like that. That's great. About time you have a new song out there. He, they, whatever.
They, isn't it?
Here comes Fatty. It's a private joke from the One Big Weekend.
Dundee, wasn't it?
Are we allowed to tell that story or not? Because it's very funny.
We've told it.
Have we?
The story goes, how true this is, I don't know. I would say for legal reasons, it's probably not even true.
Absolutely.
The story goes that the Radio 1 Big Weekend, Niles Barkley's on next, live on stage in front of 20,000 people, and they're filming it for telly. And as the guy, Niles Barkley, because Niles Barkley isn't the singer.
No. Well, there's two of them, isn't there?
Yeah, Tony Niles and Trevor Barkley.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, they start walking up the ramp at the back of the tent to go on stage, and the somebody in the TV gallery thing sees them coming. So on the talkback to all the cameramen into their headphones, he says, "Stand by, Niles Barkley are coming on stage." But instead of saying that, he just goes, "Here comes Fatty." But one of the cameramen wasn't wearing his headphones and just had them laid there next to where Fatty was standing. And apparently he heard it.
Wasn't happy.
So he walks up to do his show and he just says, "Here comes Fatty!" And it's like that. Is that me? Is that me? Right. So,
yeah. I love that story.
And the story was that he walked off, but then we got told by the record company people he certainly didn't walk off and completely understood the joke and wasn't bothered.
That's right.
So there you go. So hence, every time Dave or I hear the word Niles Barkley...
Here comes Fatty.
Here comes Fatty.
That's brilliant.
He's fat. So, you know, in a court of law...
No further questions.
Who's gonna lose? Have you all come up with your questions?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, well,
we'll do it later. Well, you haven't.
Well, I have.
Dominic hasn't.
I have.
Have you?
Yes, I'm right.
Well, we haven't got time to do the shock game now.
Why don't we do it after the news?
After 10 o'clock.
Why don't we do it after the news?
Why don't we do it after 10?
No.
We've actually got a live track which we could do now, just to give you a little bit more time, if you wanted.
Well, we're going to the news in 90 seconds.
It'll be a very short live track, but just a welcome on stage. Thank you very much.
Listen, don't worry about it. If we need to fill in time, we've got a theme tune to DuckTales. You know, life is like a hurricane. Life is like a We've got a theme tune to Whiz Bit. I tell you what we could do. We should play after the news the advert that Cheggers has done for us, which is quite funny.
It needs to go with the other one, though, doesn't it? Do you think or not?
Yeah, I'll play the two. Mm. I'll play the two of them.
It is very good.
Cheggers has done a funny ad.
Checky, 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 checky. Checky, 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 checky.
That makes me laugh. It's like a homage to a fake advert that Dave wrote.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll hear it after the news now. There's the Pips.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is Radio 1.
It's exactly 9:30.
A suicide prevention. Just gone 9:33 now.
So this is one of the spoof adverts which Dave wrote and Paul, our voice guy, recorded. We played it for a while.
You know the feeling? You pack up the car for a weekend away, and just as you get the boot closed, you realize you've forgotten the dog. Where will he fit, and where can he sit? There's no more room inside, which means there's only one option. That's right, the Top Dog Woof Rack. Everyone knows that dogs like to see where they're going, and now your pooch is going to have a bird's eye view from the top of the car. Cruising down the open road, your dog will have the wind in his hair with the all-new Top Dog Woof Rack. So if you want a little more space on those long journeys, fit your car with a Top Dog Woof Rack and put your pet on top of the world.
Crazy. So that's the advert for the Top Dog Woof Rack. Keith Chegwin has now made another follow-on advert, which is this.
From the makers of Woof Rack comes the new Putty Cat, the new adhesive sticky dough that allows you to putty your cat anywhere. The perfect way to stick your cat to your car, skateboard or bike, guaranteeing that your pussy will arrive feline fine. Use Putty Cat to take your cat to work. With Putty Cat's secret formula, including cannapeptides, stick Putty Cat to the wall and stick your puss to it. Don't puss it off, puss it on with Putty Cat. Meow.
You know, the weird thing is Dave, kind of like Paul McCartney may look down upon the Kaiser Chiefs, Dave kind of looks there and nods all the way through and says, go, you have done a good job.
No, I think it's... No,
young Padawan.
I think it's great.
Mm.
I think it's really good.
Keith Chegwin.
Does he have an awful... I don't mean this in a horrible way at all, because Keith Chegwin is brilliant.
Lots of spare time on his
hands.
He
must do, mustn't he?
Yeah.
And his own studio.
Yeah. He can make things out of Play-Doh, everything. He's just got so much time to kill.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, Keith Chegwin. And now... It's time for five questions. One, two, three... Four or five?
Five.
Five. Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
I'll take one. this is... I'm going to... They were going to electrocute me. Well, we're not. It's the lie detector thing. How many? Four or five? What? How many did you do?
I did three.
Dave, you did...
About six.
No, you didn't.
You did five for me, so I think five is fair.
Oh, I'll do five.
All right, then.
Okay,
can I go first? Because my question isn't very good.
This is the lie detector machine.
Yeah.
There is my hand on it. Now, can I do what Dave did, which is just do that?
No. Strap him in properly.
Strap it up, strap it in! Let me begin!
It's sensing your hand.
Okay.
It'd be great if it got your first time, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Ah! Can I just... What level is it on?
Light.
Are you sure?
One. Yeah, it's right, in the middle.
Right. No, put it on high. I had it on high.
No, you didn't. You had it on low.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, do you want a question?
Ready?
Yeah.
Chris Moyles, the DJ. When you're on holiday, be it in New York or any other glamorous place, and you're listening to the radio... Do you pretend that you're the DJ on that radio station and try to hit the vocal?
No.
Really?
Really.
Is that your genuine... Which obviously is a lie, then.
That's rubbish! I don't!
Liar.
Low. Okay. What?
That was a low. Should we go high?
Yeah,
no, go high. No, we won't go high.
I went high. That's why I broke wind.
Okay, on, here we go then. Question number two from Carrie.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you in?
Yeah.
Strapped in?
Yeah, baby.
Have you ever thought about asking Soph to marry you?
Have ever thought about it?
Have you ever thought about it?
Yes. I have thought about it.
This is the best game in the world.
It's fantastic.
It don't like you.
I just broke the machine. Sophie will be listening to that. She'll know, I have thought about it. I can't help not think about it because she brings it up every 3 days. And her mother mentioned it on Saturday.
There you go.
So that machine is... Have you put this on, like...
No, it's fine.
This is rubbish. Okay, all right. Do I need to reset it now?
No, again? You're fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. By the way, you haven't done this yet, Carrie.
Yeah.
You wait for your question.
And Joe Wiley.
It's going to be filth.
Ready?
Okay.
Chris Moyles from the radio.
Yeah.
This Friday, we all know that you celebrate a very special day, a birthday, in fact. But the question is, on Friday, will you be the grand old age of 34 years old?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
No, then.
You're fine.
It's analysing.
Analyse. Right, sorry.
Oh, it just said, but he looks very young.
Looks older.
Shut up. Right, go on, ask me a question again.
Another one?
Yeah. We didn't actually do it.
Okay, right. Next question is... When you're sat at home in the afternoons during your spare time and you're not playing your generic games console,
right,
do you like to Google your own name to see what's been written about you?
I do occasionally, yes. Whoa.
Ooh,
no? Hello? Okay, I'm 40. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand. No, I don't like that noise. I don't like it. That's
gearing up for a big one.
It's all weird.
No.
I think it's broken.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know what I think it is? Because I've answered, like, two questions correctly.
Last one.
All right, okay, finally. Yeah, we said this the other day. Occasionally, surf. But I stopped doing it because even on the Chris Moyles fan site, they slagged me off. So I stopped doing it. I don't do it so much now.
Okay.
Okay.
Last one?
Yes.
My question will be...
Yeah.
Have you ever, in your life, gone through a period where you thought of kissing another man?
Oh, it's on that silly thing again. But, no.
I'll never know.
Sorry to let you down like that, Al.
I'll never know.
Well, that's the truth.
Okay. Bummer.
No. Not even a kiss.
Ask it again. And then
I think we should ask it again now. It's analysed.
Okay, ask me the question.
Have you, at any point in your life, thought of kissing another man?
No.
Oh.
Okay, what's with this kind of...
You're properly broken.
What's with this alarm business?
It's like you just walked out of a shop with a load of clothes in your bag, they haven't paid for it.
Quick leg it!
Yeah.
Oh, that's indeed what you do when you steal things from shops, haven't
you? Yeah, we don't know about shoplifting.
I've done that for a while. Well, I think I've got that. I get away with that. Because I got shocked twice, and Carrie hasn't even done it yet, which means Carrie gets to do it in two records time.
Yeah.
And during the two records, I'm going to come up with the most embarrassing and horrible question for her that I can as punishment. And it will be absolutely well out of order as well. So if you're a fan of Carrie's, you won't like it. But for the rest of you, it's going to be really embarrassing. It's going to be filthy, and it's going to be the kind of thing that will shock even her sister. We all know what she was like when we met at that time drunk in a hotel in Scotland. Right. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's 9:31. Right, the Brits tonight. We're going to play a Brits highlight from a couple of years ago. In fact, last year. Scissor Sisters. 6:30, 6:30. 6:30, 6:30. 6:30, 6:30.